ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Just 2 days until Election Day, and our new ABC News Ipsos poll out this morning has Kamala Harris in a 49-46 lead over Donald Trump. That's within the margin of error, and it's exactly the same lead as in the seven battleground states. By now, most people have an opinion about the election, and for many, not positive, including Candy Cook of New Hampshire.
This election, in my opinion, is one of the worst I've ever seen. The candidates, in my opinion, sorry, but I think they're all baboons.
And could there be an eighth swing state? The Des Moines Register's new poll showing a virtual tie between former President Trump and Vice President Harris in Iowa. That's a state that Trump won comfortably twice. More than 50,000 customers in the Oklahoma City area are without power after severe storms and possible tornado activity. Three people killed when a helicopter crashed in rural Louisiana. It happened last night. Kalkesko Parish, the sheriff's office says the FAA and NTSB will investigate. This is another day of protests in Tel Aviv, and the demands remain the same. They called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to secure a deal to release the hostages taken by Hamas militants over a year ago. Over 101 are still believed to be alive. Eyal Alouri was angry with the lack of progress.
It's almost 400 days that they are there, and there is no sign that our government are taking any actions in order to release them. So we must be here until something will happen.
The October 7, 2023 attack by Hamas left more than 1,200 people dead before the terror network took over 250 Israeli hostages. Meanwhile, Israel's retaliatory air and ground onslaught in Gaza has killed more than 43,000 Palestinians inside Gaza, that according to Gaza health officials. Iranian-American journalist Reza Balizadeh has been reportedly detained in Iran for months, previously affiliated with U.S.-funded radio. He's believed to be held in Tehran's notorious Evin prison. Dave Packer, ABC.
Cloudy today. It'll be windy with rain falling heavier at times. Total of 1 to 1.5 inches possible by 6 o'clock this evening with a high of 52. Winds southeast 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy and breezy tonight with more rain, lighter during the overnight. Up to another 1/4 inches or so is possible with a low of 50. Winds south-southeast 8 to 15 with gusts up to 25. And mainly cloudy tomorrow, breezy and feeling humid. Scattered showers are expected in the region, maybe some thunder with a high of 69. Currently in Richland Center, we are receiving rain. We have received 0.76 inches, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Winds are out of the southwest at 6, and our current temperature is 43 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Yeah, she'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans. Well, she paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. You can find her in the choir loft every Sunday, winking at me with two sore feet inside her high-heeled shoes. Every Saturday night she'll dance till closing time, still be there in the morning for Sunday school. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Yeah, she'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans. She paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Oh, kick it up, dog. likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo. Yeah, she'll whirl and twirl and twist and turn while the jukebox twangs and moans. She paints on them tight blue jeans. It brings out the devil in me. She likes kicking up a little sawdust on her halo.
Bedroom comes running back with a quarter and four dimes. says, Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough to take me fishing or throw a football in the street? If I'm a little short, then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me? The young boy tells his mama, now I know Daddy's busy, cause most times when he gets home, it's dark outside. I tell him I've got me some pennies saved up from the tooth fairy, and I keep them in my piggy bank, and I believe there's 35. And Mama, how much time will that buy me? Is it enough to take me camping in a tent down by the creek? If I'm a little short, then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me? Mama, how much time will this buy me? Is it enough for just an afternoon, a day or a whole? Then how much more does Daddy need to spend some time with me? Mama takes her little man, sets him on her lap, starts dialing up some numbers on the phone. She says, Daddy, come home early, you don't have to chase that dollar, cause your little man has got one here at home.
And the bartender was wearing an old Nirvana t-shirt. I said, hey, I'm too young to remember, pour me a drink, give me some dirt. I hear the 1990s were the best time to be alive. No cell phones, no social media, messing up our minds. And she said, if you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't there. We were rocking in the free world, free falling in the sweet 420. Living a vida loca, party all day, party all night. If you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't doing it right. She said, I had friends in low places, gin and juice in my hand. We'd head on down to the Love Shack and dance to a Macarena band. Beastie Boys, Spicy Girls, Y2K had us on the run. But no sign of anxiety, too busy having fun. And she said, you remember the 1990s, man, you weren't there. We were rocking in the free world, free falling in the sweet 420. We were living the vida loca, party all day, party all night. If you remember the 1990s, man, you were doing it team.
That was Greg Pratt with If You Remember the 1990s on Country and Community. Good morning. I'm Tim Thied. Yes, Tim Thied. I'm here. Haven't been on here on a Sunday for a few weeks. I think the last time we did it was a Packer game at like 3:25 then as well. So it's been a while since I've been on a Sunday, and I'm happy to be here. And hopefully you're having a good Sunday despite all the rain we're having outside right now at 10:16. Our current temperature is 43 degrees. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour on this third day of November. And we have received 81/100ths of an inch of rain. That's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, and that started at around 12:43 this morning is what it says. So yep, getting a lot of rain, but we do need it because we, you know, we're pretty dry, so we do need the rain. And it looks like it's going to keep on through tonight then too, and it looks like maybe tomorrow we might have some rain too. So we've been dry for a while, now we're going to be wet. And it's okay because a lot of activities are kind of dying down in the area, but there are still other activities going on in the area. And activities such as the 40 at 8 Pancake and Sausage Breakfast Fundraiser is being held at the Richland Center American Legion, and that's going on until 12:30 today. So if you're hungry and if you haven't ate any breakfast yet, head on out there. Money raised will go towards nurse training scholarships. Also, going on this evening, the Kickapoo Cowboy Church is held the first Sunday of each month at 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. So be sure to stop on down to the Old Oak Inn and take part in Kickapoo Cowboy Church at 6 o'clock this evening.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobville. And now Open and Westby invite you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobville and Westby.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is an urgent message from Park Street Christian Church. The United States needs our prayers. Please join them on Monday, November 4th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Park Street Christian Church for a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting. All are welcome to come together in faith.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9.
You would have never learned the words to Amazing Grace. Never felt the chill of a pew when you lost faith. Well, blood, sweat, and tears would. Strike out a couple hundred times. If you never hit rock bottom, never cussed the sky, you would have never known to ask the good Lord why. Or ever changed your life. If you never had hard days, if you never had a heartbreak, never had more than you can take or carry the weight of life on your shoulders. Like you earned it, would you live with a purpose, or ever known your own strength, if you never had hard days? You wouldn't know what it's like to dance in the rain, never see the silver lining when the sky's gone gray. You wouldn't know a dream come true from a few that don't.
Still, you're gonna love somebody. body.
Put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy and Eddie with some acres.
That was Joe Diffie with Bigger Than the Beatles. Before that, we had Brian Kelly as well as Frankie Justin. Our time is 10:32. Hopefully, you set your clocks back. And if you did, then you, if you didn't, then you missed out an hour's worth of sleep. But nice part about today or during the modern era, we have a lot of our clocks automatically go back or go forward an hour. I do have an alarm clock in my bedroom, and it didn't go back at 2 o'clock in the morning because I was up till about two. And anyways, it didn't. That was the only clock that was automatic that I have that didn't go back. But so I manually set it back. Then I woke up this morning and it was back even further. But luckily enough, I used my cell phone for my alarm clock. So hopefully the same thing didn't happen to you, and you have the proper time, and you hopefully you have a great day today, even though it is rainy outside. 83/100ths of an inch of rain, according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation rain gauge. 43 degrees as well. And I'm happy to be here. I'll be here till about 1 o'clock today, and then that's when we'll be bringing you Green Bay Packer football action. It'll be Green Bay hosting the Detroit Lions. Big matchup. The Lions are in first place in the division, so hopefully the Packers can beat them and maybe get up into the tie, at least a tie for first place, and they would take the advantage since they had the win. We'll see what happens today. Anyways, kickoff for that contest will be at 3:25 this afternoon, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM with the pregame starting at around 1. Coming up next, Joe Diffie, Bigger Than the Beatles.
He plays guitar at a hotel bar for out-of-towners and businessmen. He struts and sings to his drum machine, but he won't make it big at the Holiday Inn. But she thinks that he looks like Elvis when he runs his fingers through that jet-black hair. And sometimes she forgets an order, 'cause she's so struck by him that she stops and stares. They got a love bigger than the Beatles, wild and free like a rolling stone. They got a love takes them higher than the Eagles. Ain't life such a sweet, sweet song? Na 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 na. Loads up the sink and dreams of being a movie star. Her mama said she'd knock him dead, but Hollywood hasn't called so far. But he thinks she's as pretty as a picture when she wipes down tables in her apron strings. And sometimes he forgets a chorus, 'cause she's shining like a beauty on the silver screen. Beatles, wild and free like a rolling stone. They got a love takes them higher than the Eagles. Ain't life such a sweet, sweet song? Na 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 na. Yeah yeah yeah. No, you won't find their names on the Walk of Fame, but they ain't missing.
was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. And I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen. Thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get love, but I still felt like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show. Underachieving, average joke. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does. Guitar just to pay his bill. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remember that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
Mama's first Bible, Daddy's Don Williams Bible. That first fish catching Zip Code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show. Picnics and blue
and picking out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love that cat. Oh, but you know me better than that.
That was George Strait with You Know Me Better Than That on Country and Community. Time is 10:48, so that is the correct time. We did set our clocks back an hour, so that is the correct time. So hopefully you have your time adjusted right. Don't forget to set your car clocks too, because I did that right away yesterday evening. I had the bad habit of whenever we have a time change, I forget to do it, and about a couple weeks down the road, I always say, wait a minute, it ain't that late or it ain't that early. So I wanted to make sure I wasn't confused on my time. So remember to send your clock, your clocks in your car to their correct time as well. And also, it's a good time to check your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. And it's always a good time to do that. And they always like to do it on daylight savings time, remind people to do it, because that way you're sure to keep them working right, so that when something happens, nobody gets hurt or nothing gets damaged, or we don't want that to happen to anyone. And also, hard to believe, we're already into November, not too far away. I saw a couple of people had their Christmas trees up already yesterday. And usually, I know in our family, it used to be after Thanksgiving we did. But of course, Thanksgiving is on the 28th of this year, so it's a ways off. So I think a lot of people are getting into that Christmas spirit and starting to put it up. So I don't have a tree in my apartment. I usually don't, because I am the only one that's usually there. But everybody else, hopefully you're getting into the spirit, because the holidays are not too far away.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, it's not just a meal, it's an experience with family and friends. Indulge in the ever-popular hash burger. Enjoy a Friday night fish fry or savor Saturday prime rib. After one visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite spot for great food and fantastic service and those unforgettable memories. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where food, friends, and fun come together.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Are you ready for a trusted leader in Richland County? I'm Deb McCoy, your candidate for Register of Deeds. With over 20 years of experience as a title insurance agent preparing and examining legal documents, I've mastered Wisconsin's recording statutes and legal descriptions. The security of your property's title must be protected with pinpoint accuracy. I know the ins and outs of real estate records and understand the importance of accurate documentation. While prioritizing privacy, customer service, and the accuracy our community needs, I've prepared thousands of legal documents and successfully closed countless real estate transactions. From maintaining a land records index to managing millions in escrow, my knowledge and professional communication skills ensure you're in capable hands. I'm dedicated to serving the taxpayers of Richland County with integrity and expertise. Vote experience, vote accuracy. Vote Deborah J. McCoy for Register of Deeds, paid for by candidate.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM
100.9 WRCO.
Much as Mama, see, she worked overtime to buy my first guitar. When the angels called her home, my sister asked if I would speak. But there were no words to say how much she meant to me. So I sang, "It is well with my soul," and I played, "I'm so tired of being alone," 'cause those were mama's favorite songs, and what I felt would take too long to sing. So I sang, yes I sang, so I
forget.